Hello.
Hey Steven, it's Bee. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I wanted to call and congratulate you on closing your house. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Alex mentioned that we were having a hard time getting in touch with a tenant. Are you able to provide us a contact for them?
What did she say to you?
We're just trying to get in touch with the tenant now that we've closed on the property.
Right. I had talked to her this morning. This is, see, you guys had given me a date. I've got to tell these guys this, and I told Alex this morning, and now you're calling me, and it's like y'all haven't even talked.
Right, Steven, that is actually why I am calling, because I did talk to Alex and I want to clear up the confusion.
When I had originally talked to Forrest, we were closing, we were going to do this, we were going to do this on a certain date. It couldn't happen. He told me it was going to be on the 31st, which was Halloween, which I was going to get to them. They're out of town. And that's why I was talking to Alex this morning. The funds haven't hit yet. None of that has happened. I need to meet with Forrest next week. I need to give Forrest the key to the unit. I need to give Forrest the key to the mailbox. I need to give Forrest the little ticket things for the maintenance fee to pay, the homeowners association thing.
That should have all been paid at closing.
Hold on a second. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on. You still there?
I am, yes.
Okay. I don't know. Something went off on my phone. It was like ringing in the background.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
But yeah, I mean, Alex, Forrest assured me, when we first talked about it's been a while, that I was going to have the time to talk to these guys. And with the closing moving back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, I just want to get in front of them, and I want to tell them and then give all the stuff to Forrest so he can go. But nobody said anything about any of that stuff at closing, because I'm talking to you, I'm talking to Alex, I'm talking to Forrest, and I'm
right.
talking to this other.
So,
It's a lot of
Stephen,
points
let
of
me
contact.
clarify, please. I spoke to you yesterday about the closing happening today, and I know there was some changes in the closing, but you requested that we get it done as soon as possible, and we
Correct.
did everything that we could to make sure that did happen. Now, the purchase agreement that we all agreed to says that upon closing, we would be able to move forward, obtain the keys. So that was something that was supposed to be brought to the attorneys. And
But
that
see,
then
nobody
we
told me
would
that.
take over the tenant. So I do
Right, but
understand if you
hold on
want
just
to
a
speak
second.
with
Let me
them.
stop you. Let me stop you for one second, because that was in my mind too about getting all the stuff to you. But the lady told me at the closing yesterday, she said, you guys will come in today and do your thing. She said, it'll all be settled probably next Monday or Tuesday when the money is it splits and goes to its right places. Then it's settled. That's the way she explained it to me.
Who did
So,
you speak to there?
Madison?
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, it's not about when the money hits your account because the attorneys have the money now. So the money's already been exchanged. So
Right.
the accurate process is for them to acquire the keys, and if they didn't, that's fine, but that's what I'm trying to settle today.
Yeah,
Because
yeah.
so Nathan is our partner who is going to be running the project on the flip of the house. And so he's the one who needs to go ahead and get the information, get things started so that we can access the property as soon as possible. We agreed to take the tenant in place. That's no problem at all. But it is a problem if we all just close the money's out and you're not giving us access to the tenant.
Right. And see, that's why I wanted to tell him. I wanted to talk to them myself. Let me ask you a question. She sent you, Is there any way that I can meet Forrest and do all of this on Monday so I don't have to drop it on these guys over the weekend? Because they're out of town. I don't really want to be totally unprofessional about it. I mean, I've worked with you guys along the way. You've worked with me along the way. It's not really a whole lot to ask.
So, but it kind of
And plus, I'm going to be giving Forrest, like I said. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now the issue is that we have no reassurance that we have the property. So if you're not giving us access to the tenants and you're giving access to the property, then we've already paid for it. You see,
Let me ask you a question. First of all, I mean, we have a deal. We've already done the deal. You do have the property,
have access is the problem.
Right. I guess I'm trying to figure it out because Forrest always worked with me on it. I guess this is why you have one point of contact.
Forrest, you guys haven't spoken in several weeks. It's only
we haven't spoken
Alex.
In several weeks, but when we did speak, that's what we. I said, you know, I'll need time, and he said there wouldn't be any problem. But I talked to him about that when he did the inspection, and he's gone to Germany since then and had a bunch of stuff going on. And we were quick to talk that day. But, I mean, you have to give them – I know you have to mail something to them, like within 40 days or something, to discuss how you're going to handle their rent and all that. I mean, I'm asking you, can I have until Monday? Can I meet you somewhere and give you the key if you don't – I mean, I'm just trying – I want to do it professionally for them because, for one, I was not told that it was – I had planned everything to do it after Halloween, and then you guys got this on me because when I talked to you, or it was Alex, I can't remember, you basically said there's no way it'll close then. It has to be the 31st when Forrest sent you the information, and then it closed earlier, so it kind of messed up my stuff. Do you understand where I'm coming from? I'm not trying to keep you from it by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
That's not what I'm doing. Or if I was, I would have never sold it to you.
Okay. So I do agree with you. You know, we said we were going to need to close on the 18th. You said that was a little too far. And so, and again, you know, we had the issue with getting the information from the tenant, the lease, or the lack thereof of a lease. So there were some delays, but, you know, you said that you wanted to close as soon as possible.
Correct.
As I spoke with you yesterday, you know, we've told you this week that we'd be closing this week. Now, it was my understanding that you didn't want to deal or tell the tenants that you were selling. So we bought them in place and followed all of the guidelines.
Right. It was till after that. Correct.
And
it was till after that.
But even if
until
we
it closed, was sold.
Stephen, even if we closed on the 31st, you wouldn't have had any time after that to do these conversations because there's no time after that. That's why we bought them with the tenants in place to take over that responsibility for you as agreed upon from the very beginning. Now,
I understand.
I do understand if you want to call them and let them know, that's totally fine. They're out of town, so I can't imagine that, you know, we're going to reach out to them. I'll let Nathan know that they're out of town. You know, we're not going to be able to go to the property yet this weekend, but we do have to get started with the other part of the process. And now the best thing is probably just to go ahead and drop those keys off at Aurora Title so that we can pick them up that way so that we know that this transaction is done.
Right. I can drop the keys off. I can drop the mailbox key off. I can get all that done for you. And the what do you call it? The maintenance fee thing.
Okay.
You know, what it is the main...
That should have been all covered with closing.
They didn't cover it. So that's not my fault is what I'm saying. A lot of stuff has been left kind of undone. They didn't cover it. Nobody brought it up. I brought things up like that to Alex, and it never materialized. I said, you need this, you need this, you need this. Nobody said anything. So I have these you got to have these tickets to be able to pay the maintenance fee. So,
is that,
you know,
just like a regular maintenance fee that is part of the HOA?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we pay all of the HOA things at closing. So that should be covered. But you can drop those off with attorney as well. And we'll just double check to make sure that it was. And Stephen, what I'll do is I will talk to Nathan and I'll know that the tenants are out of town, and I'll tell him that you want to give them a call, but I do still need their information so that we can start taking the next steps and acquiring the property.
Yeah, that's fine. Can you talk to him? And you know, I'm asking you as a favor. Can I need to be able to try to tell them Sunday before he does anything? Can he wait until Monday at least and let me at least try to tell them sometime over the weekend, even if I have to do it over the phone? Can you talk to him and see, can we do that at least? Because, I mean, I want to be somewhat professional about it.
Stephen, are you able to reach out to them today? Because that's probably the best solution.
I'm not going to be able to get them today. I probably can get them Sunday is what I'm trying to. I'm trying to get, you know, I don't want to drop it on them while they're out of town. So, and I'm trying to get them, you know, it's just like I said, it's, I got the information here for you. Everything's done. I mean, I'm going to give you the key. I'm going to give you the stuff. Nobody said anything about that yesterday. That's why I was thinking we didn't do that until the money changed hands. I wasn't sure. I kind of mentioned it, but nobody said anything. So,
right.
You know,
well, and,
it was just one of those things.
To clarify that, you know, the money has changed hands. The attorneys have it. So it's out of our accounts.
Right. But I'm talking about for me, you know.
Yeah.
It's.
So, Stephen, let's do this. Let's agree to this. If you tell me that you're going to try to reach out to them today, but you know for sure that you can get in touch with them Sunday, and if you can drop the keys off today so that that's taken care of, that releases a lot of some of the fear that my team is having, then I will be sure to let Nathan know the keys are at the attorney's office, the tenants are out of town, and I will let Nathan to know to contact them on Monday.
Okay. All right. That sounds a whole lot better.
Yes. Yeah. But if you can just tell me that you're trying to contact them today.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to drop the keys off and stuff, but this is where I am with the thing too. And I don't understand it. I guess I just don't understand the process. I was always told you don't turn over keys or anything until I realize you say the attorneys have the monies, but I was told a long time ago, and maybe this was in the old days when you bought houses, you don't turn over keys until you have your money.
Mm.
Is that not right, or just is that something I heard through the grapevine?
Well, we have always done it that when you sign, you hand keys unless we have made a different arrangement.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's the way y'all did it. Okay.
Yeah.
But other people, I mean, I guess it's different depending upon the times.
Well, and also that's why we give it to the attorneys so that these things, nobody's liable. You know, it's attorneys. They have a legal obligation to ensure that these deals go through smoothly. But if we just leave it up to us and we're having this conversation and nobody knows what's happening with the keys, you can see how there's kind of a lot of anxiety or tension going on for all sides right now.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes a little bit of sense. I see what you're saying. But that you putting it all in the hands of the attorneys.
Yes, because they have a legal obligation to all parties involved.
Right. I got you. Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, I'll get everything over there for you. And then, like I said, you give me until Monday before he does anything going over there or anything like that. Just give me till Monday, and I'll try to reach out to him. But I think I'm pretty sure I can get him before then and give him, you know, fair warning.
Okay. I'm going to advise Nathan that they are out of town and the best time to contact them is Monday. But I do have to have, I have his name, but do you have a good phone number or email for him?
Gosh, I have to, let me, yeah, I got it, but I can't get it while I'm on the phone with you. I have to, I'll write it down on a sheet of paper.
Yeah, and you can just text it to me. Oh, yeah, you can do that, or you can just text it to me. Either way works, even.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, sounds good.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.